Venerable religious, and dear parishioners and guests, one of the most amazing places on earth is the Holy Sepulchre. It's contained in Jerusalem in this magnificent church called the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre, and it contains the place where Jesus rose from the dead. Also within this church is Mount Calvary. It's so vast that it can accommodate the place where our redemption took place, where you and I were redeemed at the price of Christ's blood, at the price of his life. There's also the stone where he was laid, where his body was prepared for burial. And then 100 feet away or so, maybe a little bit more, the Holy Sepulchre. And why is that one of the most amazing places on earth? Because that location witnessed the greatest miracle that Christ worked. He raised himself from the dead. And that is the place also, you might say, that where the Holy Shroud became a reality, where the brilliance of the resurrection was so great that just like nuclear blasts have been known to just impress an image of somebody or something onto a wall, so we have preserved on the Holy Shroud of Turin this miraculous relic, memorial of the resurrection, where the brilliance from our Lord's body just impressed itself on this linen. It's not painted. It's a unique thing. By the power of God, it was done. So, a most amazing place, but as it has also been said, it is the most famous place on earth for something not being there. And what is that something that's not there? It's actually someone who's not there, because he rose from the dead. He who called himself the way, the truth, and the life was in that tomb. With a heavy stone rolled across the entrance so that nobody but nobody could take his body out. So the humans thought. But he rose from the dead. But I would like to reflect on that Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday, where he who was was and is and always will be the truth was locked away. His enemies thought that they had put an end to this person. And sad to say, even though he had foretold it, and they knew that he could do anything by his power, even his apostles lost faith in the truth. The truth was that he was going to rise from the dead, but it wasn't time yet. But during that time of trial, their faith was weakening tremendously. They doubted the truth. At times, the history of the church has been compared to our Lord's life. And it has been said, I think, appropriately, that we may be living in that time of the crucifixion, or maybe we are in the time when the Lord's body is in the tomb. Why do I say this? Because of the great loss of faith and morals, unprecedented, and worst of all, among Catholics. And we attribute that, of course, to the damage done by the modernistic changes of Vatican II. And it's what that means is that there is only a small minority, relatively speaking, who are hanging on to the traditional Catholic faith, the truth of the faith. And it's difficult. And the temptation will be there to say, maybe we're not right. Maybe the majority is right. It's a time where faith can be shaken to the core, as happened with the apostles. When our Lord walked with two of his disciples on the way to Emmaus, they were telling Jesus, they couldn't recognize him. They were telling Jesus, we had hoped that he would rise. We had hoped that he would somehow, things would work out. And Jesus had to upbraid them for their lack of faith. Do you realize that in this most glorious Mass of the whole year, I mean, there's nothing like it where the purple comes off. We witness a resurrection during the Mass. But do you realize in this glorious Mass, there is no credo? It's not allowed, because in the chronology of Easter Sunday, the apostles were still in that state of unbelief, of tremendous doubt. So how can we say in the liturgy, I believe, when the apostles were not believing? So you see later on in the Masses of Easter Sunday, there will be the creed, because Easter Sunday night, our Lord appears to them, and their faith is restored after being so badly shaken. Also, there's no Agnus Dei. Dona nobis pacem, give us peace. The apostles couldn't be in peace because they had lost faith. But there were a few, very, very, very few, who did not lose faith. Who were they? You see them standing on Calvary as Jesus is dying. His mother, the holy women, and Saint John. They're the ones whose faith did not get shaken. Oh, it was tried, but they kept their faith. And that teaches us a most important lesson, that in these times when so many have lost faith in the traditional Catholic teaching, the one thing we need most importantly, I believe, is devotion to our Blessed Mother. Because with her, we can stand on Calvary. With her, we can keep faith on Holy Saturday. With her, we can be strong in our conviction that the truth will come out in the end. That the truth will rise again. That the resurrection will take place. You know, it's so interesting to read just a little bit later on in St. Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 28, how hard Jesus' enemies, this was the leadership of the Jewish people, how hard they tried to forever be done with Jesus. They went to Pilate. Now, mind you, this is already on the day of the Passover. They're supposed to be in prayer, doing the Passover meal, being involved in prayer. But no, they had one important thing they wanted to take care of. They went to Pilate and said, this man said he was going to rise from the dead. And if his disciples come and steal his body, we're going to be in a worse position than we are now, because then they will say he rose from the dead. It's almost like they had more faith than the apostles, wasn't it? They were worried about this. And so they asked Pilate for a guard. And Pilate, instead of posting the Roman soldiers, he said, why don't you post a guard? Oh, that was a very fine idea. Perhaps they hadn't thought about that. Yes, we will post our own guard. You see, God was allowing this to make it the most undisputed proof of the resurrection, among other things. Because if the Roman soldiers were on guard, remember, they're not the ones that wanted Jesus to die. It was the Jewish leaders that wanted Jesus to die. So again, now they have their own men there keeping guard. Well, the angel comes, rolls away the stone. They're blinded, they're stunned, they fall flat on the ground. And of course, the resurrection takes place and Jesus is no longer in the tomb. What are they to do? So they go to the leaders and they explain everything that happened, and they are then paid hush money. You can read about this in chapter 28 of St. Matthew's Gospel. They were told, go tell everybody that while we were asleep, his disciples came and stole the body. You know, St. Augustine has some fun with that. He says, how can you know what's going on when you're asleep? You can't. There's the contradiction. What was it all about? They did not want to accept the truth. And the truth had risen from the dead. Let us remember that, yes, Satan has his hour. There are times when he triumphs. God allows him to triumph, just as he allowed Satan to triumph in the passion and death of Jesus. But remember that Satan will never have the day. God will have the day. Satan has only his hour. And yes, it can be very, very difficult when you feel so alone, and you hear those enticements, come be part of us. It's easier this way with the majority. We have to remember the truth lies with Jesus. He is the truth. He gave us this true, unchanging Catholic faith. And how are we going to persevere? As I said, be close to Mary. Have a strong, overpowering devotion to her. She will see you through. The truth can seemingly be squelched at times, but it always comes out. And so as we celebrate this great feast of the resurrection, I say to you today, the truth will come out. The truth will prevail. We don't know the timetable, but that's up to God. We always put it in his hands. May your faith grow. May you be strong. May you love Jesus. Remember, it was the love that Our Lady and the women and St. John had for our Lord. That was their love that helped keep their faith strong. Be strong. Be with Mary. A blessed Easter to you and to your loved ones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.